USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is pushing his deadline for all states to make coronavirus vaccines available to all adults up by 2 weeks. Biden said Tuesday that his new goal is to have vaccinations available to every American adult that wants one by April 19th. He'd previously set a deadline of May 1st for states to open up their vaccine eligibilities. Speaking from the White House, the president urged people to continue to wear masks and socially distance, saying that while there are better days ahead, we aren't at the finish line yet.
The virus is spreading because we have too many people who, seeing the end in sight, think we're at the finish line already. Let me be deadly earnest with you. We aren't at the finish line. We still have a lot of work to do. We're still in a life and death race against this virus. Until we get more people vaccinated, we need everyone to wash their hands, socially distance, and mask up in a recommended mask from the CDC.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the New Year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
The Biden administration is considering how to handle next year's Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The State Department said Tuesday that the administration is consulting with its allies in forming a strategy in handling the games in China with that country's human rights record. Officials deny that a full boycott has been discussed, even though several human rights groups have called on the U.S. to skip the games over China's treatment of Tibet, Hong Kong, and its Uyghur minority. State Department spokesman Ned Price says there's no timeline on a decision on the games, with them starting in February of 2022. And Congressman Alcee Hastings has died after a battle with cancer. The Florida Democrat was the longest-serving member of Florida's congressional delegation, first taking office in 1993. During his time on the Hill, Hastings was a member of the House Rules Committee and the Congressional Black Caucus. He became Florida's first African-American federal judge in 1979 when he was appointed to the federal bench by President Jimmy Carter. Hastings announced in January 2019 that he'd been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, but would remain working in Congress during his treatment. Hastings was 84. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC has released the latest on the number of Americans who have received the COVID-19 vaccine. John Clemens reports.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, reports on the progress.
To date, more than 106 million people have received at least one dose, and more than 61.4 million, or 18.5%, are fully vaccinated.
Dr. Walensky tells us she knows about the frustration of many Americans to get past this pandemic.
I understand that people are tired and that they are ready for this pandemic to be over, as am I. Please continue to hang in there and to continue to do the things that we know prevent the spread of the virus.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
With that progress on vaccinations, California Governor Gavin Newsom announced that his state's economy would be reopening. Newsom announced Tuesday that California's restrictions on businesses would be completely revoked on June 15th, as long as hospitalization and vaccination rates remain stable. The state will also end its four-tiered system used to determine risk levels in a given municipality. The state's mask mandate will remain in place, specifically for high-risk indoor settings. And Iowa's Luka Garza has won the Wooden Award as the top player in men's college basketball. It finishes a clean sweep of the Player of the Year awards for the senior, as he also won the Oscar Robertson Trophy, the Naismith Trophy, and AP Player of the Year honors. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.